Millions of Syrians have been forced to leave their homes over the past 6 years of civil war in their country. More than 5 million have abandoned Syria altogether, looking for new beginnings in other nations. When we hear about huge numbers of people like that, it can seem really impersonal. So here at The World, we like to bring a story like that down to a very personal level, to one person's or maybe one family's experience. Here's one of those stories. It's about one Syrian mom living in Massachusetts now, and her worry that among the many things her daughter has had to leave behind is her Arabic language. Not the dialect they still speak at home, but the more formal written and spoken Arabic that's used in schools, in books, public life, and all Arabic language media. So this mom came up with her own way to teach her kid. Here's Judith Kogan with that story.
Dima Basha lives outside Boston with her daughter Angelina. They came on a visit from Aleppo in 2012. Then the war broke out in their city and they couldn't go home. They still speak to each other in their home dialect, and English too. But Dima was worried her daughter was missing something important. Lessons in modern standard Arabic, Fusha. Something every Syrian student gets at school. So she put Angelina in Sunday Fusha classes at their suburban Boston mosque. But Angelina hated it and begged to quit.
Because a lot of the people there didn't really know anything of Arabic at all.
Then Dima got an idea.
I remember when she was 7 years old, she was watching SpongeBob in Arabic. And of course it was in Fusha. And I didn't notice until she was laughing loudly and saying that, Mom, can you believe it that sirwal means pantalon? And she was like laughing that it's a totally different word. And I thought, if she keeps watching cartoons in Fusha, then she will learn a lot of the language.
It's not just different vocabulary. Fusha and their dialect have different pronunciation and grammar rules.
So when we watch cartoons, most likely after like 5 minutes, I would ask her, did you get what they are talking about?
If I didn't understand a word, I would tell her to pause it and ask her what the word is.
Every few days, Dima and Angelina pull an Arabic cartoon off YouTube. One of their favorites is Sarah Crewe, a Japanese anime version of the Victorian story A Little Princess, dubbed in Fusha.
Ana bikhair, Emilia.
Of course, to be fully literate, you need also to read and write the language. During summer vacation, Angela would read and record Fusha passages in her iPhone and send them to her mom at work. For Dima, learning Fusha isn't just a practical matter, it's their culture.
I think it's a very beautiful language, very rich. I want her to understand the news, the poetry, the stories. It's amazing when you dance to an Arabic song and you understand the meaning of it. You dance differently.
Angelina understands all this.
The Syrian culture is still like a big part of our lives. Syrian food is the best food there ever was.
And she thinks she may find herself back in Syria one day.
If I go back to school in Syria, I probably need to be talking, writing, and reading in Fusha. Or if I got a job there when I'm older, I would need to be able to read and write Fusha and probably talk Fusha.
Angelina knew some Fusha when she arrived in the U.S., but she hasn't kept pace with her friends back home.
She studied until second grade in Syria. And I would say that her Arabic now is a fourth grader, but not more than that. She hasn't been acquiring new words, new ways of putting the word also. And this is what I'm worried about.
It's not surprising that Angelina's formal Arabic is stuck at a fourth grade level. She came here when she was 7. Now she's 13. Which presents a whole new set of challenges for her mom.
For me, as a Syrian parent, having an American teenager is way too tough. She argues with me all the time, and whenever I say, you argue about everything, she would say, well, I want to become a lawyer, and this is what lawyers do all the time. They argue. Which is a good point, but it doesn't have to be with me. She can do that with the judge.
But she says it's not that hard to get Angelina to watch cartoons in Arabic.
So whenever she doesn't do it, I will tell her we're going back to Sunday school.
For The World, Judith Kogan, Newton, Massachusetts.